Welcome back to Growing Up Millennial. This is Ian, and we are bringing you episode 6. We have Bristol here, and we've also got Quincy. What's up? What's going on, guys?
Not a lot. I think I say that every week. Not a lot.
And then we talk for 15 minutes about how busy our weekend was.
Exactly.
Oh, what's going on? Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, what have you been up to? Everything.
Everything.
I'm in trouble today again. So, I'll be on my best behavior on the podcast.
You got a verbal warning.
Verbal warning today. I'm just going to call home. She wrote a letter to my mom.
Does your mom even know that we record these podcasts or that you come over
here?
Have
you told her?
Yeah, she doesn't care about anything.
So
she won't listen.
She just says, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. See, my mom was one of those parents, like, when I would draw a picture, she'd be like, okay. And, like, so, you know, I never had that, like...
Go have fun with your friends,
yeah,
kids.
I never got that at all. And then, you know, my mom's like, that's the shading you went with? Like, I guess, whatever.
You know. Participation trophies and ribbons.
She wasn't about that.
You came in fifth place. How do you feel?
It's like, no. Like, you know, I can't go home. You know what I mean? Field day was that day where you needed to bring home at least one or two first.
Do you remember what color third place was in field day?
Oh, it was like lame. It was like either yellow or was it green sometimes?
I think it was white.
Really?
Yeah. Yellow was, I think, fourth place.
Or second was white and blue was first.
Anything beyond, I think, fourth place was green.
See, I don't remember them giving out anything after third.
For a while, they didn't.
Yeah.
I know when I got to middle school, one year I ran track, and I ran the, what's the long one that's like four laps? 1600?
Yeah.
2200, something like that. Yeah. And I think it was between every school in our district in middle school. I got sixth place, I think. And they gave me a weird, funky color ribbon, and I'm like, what is this? I'm like, I didn't even expect one.
Yeah.
Because if you don't come in first through third,
yeah,
a lot like the Olympics, why would you get a ribbon? And I thought, well, this is kind of dumb. Now, like a team sport, you would get a trophy.
Right.
Everybody would.
Right.
Because you got to give the last guy on the bench something to remember, you know, that year or whatever.
Exactly.
The trophy companies were making a killing in the 90s because everybody was buying.
When I went to Target today... talking about trophies, I saw this trophy. It was just a basic ass trophy, but it says award for adulting or something like that. And I was like, damn, I kind of need that. Yeah,
I think millennials get roasted for saying the term adulting.
Sorry, we're having trouble with the dog today. I don't know what's going on. He wants to be right underneath my chair. I'm like potentially going to roll on his tail. I don't know what's going on. But yeah. So anyways, I don't know what we were talking about, adulting or something, but I don't really know where we were going with that conversation.
Do you think that that's like a valid term when people say that crap?
Yes, because I feel it in my soul.
At what age do you become an adult? 18 and you get a girl pregnant or something like that. Like,
well,
you're eligible to join the military at 17, are you an adult then? Probably.
Or are you an adult when your brain is like fully formed and you can rent a vehicle from Enterprise?
Because I never felt like that was a milestone when I got there. It's like,
they're like, oh, you're age 25. Like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and lower your rate.
Yeah.
Like,
would you
sweet.
Like to rent a car? And it's like, dude, I'm struggling just to keep gas in the one I got. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, to me, when I hear especially like Gen Zers say that, like, it's so annoying. Because, you know, everything is like a life hack now. And it's like, wiping your ass is not a life hack. It's something that we all do. Mm. And it's a skill that you should have mastered 20-something years ago.
No, I follow... Well, I don't follow. Because if I followed too many people on TikTok, I don't see the content that I want. So I just It's on my For You page. But every once in a while, this guy will come up. I don't know his name. And he talks about things that you should know by 30, but you probably don't. And he'll like go into all this stuff and that can be done in a quicker way or faster, whatever. And I'm like, I would have never done it that way. But now that you've shown me, maybe I will. But I never remember what he's doing in any of the videos.
The bad habits are formed by this point.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay.
The proper way to like drain pasta. They're like, this is how the bowl is supposed to go. And I'm like,
yes, the pasta one.
I don't know that because I don't.
Like, you're supposed to put the bowl, like the drain hole bowl, I don't know what it's called, colander, on top of the pan. But I feel like if you do that, you'll burn your hands, like trying to pour it. I don't know. So it just doesn't work for me. Like, I'm just going to pour the pasta in the bowl in this, in the sink. Like,
that's not the correct.
It's faster.
It's faster.
It's faster.
Yeah.
That was like, I don't know if you guys saw this, I think it's like a radio show a few years ago, and this guy, he was talking about something, and he was talking about wiping. And like, before you guys think that I'm grossing you out, like, I'm not going to go into detail about what he was describing, but the guy literally was going to the bathroom wrong. Because he made a comment, and he's like, well, you're going to get shit on your hand anyways. And, you know, as soon as he said that, I wasn't invested before. But when someone says that, like, well, you're going to get it on your hand anyways, then I'm, like, trying to visualize, like, what are you doing in the bathroom? And it's like, this dude was older than me. Like, I was in my mid-20s, and that blew me away that this guy was struggling with basic hygiene.
Shows you how important parents are.
Yeah.
Teaching. Passing on life skills.
Yeah.
Not life hacks, but life skills.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that the other day. Like, damn, the government needs to, like, really, you know, not focus so much on calculus unless I'm going to go to school to be a math fucking-tician or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Teach us how to do our taxes. Teach us how to do basic life skills, like changing a tire. Like,
why not to sign up for a credit card, balance a check,
or why to sign up because of this and that, and like what a credit score is and how to keep your credit score up, and just basic life.
How
but
to
it's
tie
like
a
no.
Tie, what investing is, things like that. A lot of people took home economics.
Yeah.
And I literally thought that was strictly about cooking. And I asked somebody who said, yeah, I took that my senior year. And I'm like, what did you do in there? And then they broke it down. And I'm like, they didn't even offer that. Or you had to...
See, I had econ in middle school, and they taught us how to write checks and balance checkbooks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, checks nowadays are kind of like... You know, you don't really write checks that much.
But just balancing your checkbook is supposed to be how you keep a running ledger balance.
But now it's all digital.
It's all digital.
You know?
So you have that active, pending.
Yeah. So it's like it almost flushes out anyways because it's going to either hit or not.
I think there's something to like doing it the old school way that keeps you and keeps your spending in check. Because for me, that's why I stopped using cash. You know what I mean? Because once you get a big bill, you got to break the bill. That's the first thing you have to do wherever you go. And so now you're like, I'm spending money that I didn't want to spend just to break the bill to make it usable. And then it's just, you know, back to back to back to back to back after that.
Yeah.
What is a big bill to you? A 50?
100. Okay. Any, like 50 or 100?
I haven't seen a 50 since 2006.
That's what I'm saying, because they break them in the 20s now. Yeah. Really, it's rare to see a $50
bill
anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you got five bills and you got to use them instantly after you break it.
That used to be like the greatest Christmas gift from like an aunt or something. They're like, here, and it's an envelope. And it's like, if it's a $2 bill, that's cool.
Yeah.
But if it's a 50...
You're rolling.
I didn't have no $50 aunt giving bills.
Great aunts. That's where you got it from, great aunts.
I didn't have no $50 great aunt giving bills.
Shout out to
the
aunties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Or uncles, for that matter.
They said, no, I'm not going to buy you clothes. I'm going to let you decide to spend your own money. It's up to you.
I 100% give me money.
Money is
I don't want people buying me clothes. I'm tired of people buying clothes or articles of clothing because
it's a beating.
I'm still learning my own style, and like I have an idea of what I want, but it's getting there.
Yeah.
And trying to, you know, find the right boutiques and places to buy those things.
I would say just from a sizing standpoint.
Yeah, each and the sizes, they're all over the place.
Has their own size. Yeah. There is no universal XL or large. Or the women use some weird metric system of numbers.
Well, like, I think men use weird metric systems.
When it comes to, like, pants and stuff. But
like,
it's
why are the buttons on the opposite side on men's clothing versus women's clothing? I don't even know. If I put on your pants or something, the buttons are backwards to me. And plus, they're like,
that's
really tight. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But also,
or you
why
end up
can't
like,
we just have, like, pants versus just men's and women's
custom
and girls and boys? Like,
well, because the proportions are different on men and women, too. So, like, a 36 on a woman would be totally different than what it would be on a man. Because it's like...
We can just make gender-neutral clothing.
All wearing onesies in the future. Like, beige onesies.
What is it? Michael Scott in The Office wears le suit, and it's like a woman's suit. He's like, I got a great deal on it.
Yeah, exactly. And they were like, how did you not know it was a woman? He doesn't have pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, slim, and the pockets.
Slim cut.
The freaking pockets. Women, why do you think women carry huge ass purses everywhere? Because we don't have pockets.
What are you trying
to like
carry?
When,
yeah, what are you carrying in there?
Oh, we got wallets and brushes and our credit cards and cash and coins and all this other shit that you will ask us for at some point. You won't have it in your pocket, but I'll have it in my purse.
A life-changing thing.
Or you'll need me to hold something and I can shove it in my purse.
I used to wear the big wallet, the tall wallet, and I used to cram it with everything.
Yeah, it was butt cheek issues.
It was giving me back issues, yeah. And I finally slimmed down.
That's a real thing with men.
Like, that's not a life hack. That's just,
it's a real thing.
That's life-changing.
Remember when George Costanza had to fold up the cardboard?
The hard candy broke.
His cheeks because it's messing his back up. It's a real thing.
And so I was a pickpocket target had I been like overseas or something, because my wallet would stick out like 6 inches.
Yeah, because he had one of those Western, you know,
you could fit a checkbook
leather
in if you needed to. So I'm glad I got rid of it, because people were probably using RF scanners.
He was writing checks like when we first started dating.
That had to be the sexiest thing you could.
I ran out of checks.
Just turn a simple transaction into like a 30-minute ordeal. It's like the stamp is out of ink, so they can't void it. Like, that's gotta be.
Or their machines down that runs the check. They're like, it's digitizing the check anyway. Like, it's pointless to write.
Exactly.
I love it. I love it.
They're like, oh god, this guy's doing check fraud.
Oh my god.
But see, that is true, because like now if I do pay in cash, I'm always afraid that the cashier doesn't know how to count. Because sometimes I'll throw in a penny just to mess with them.
Stop. Okay, but you know.
Are you 55?
Being a freaking millennial, you know they did not teach us that math.
My mom always grilled me on that, and I was always afraid of that when I was a cashier. So like, I knew, because she would do it all the time.
And Gen X and people above will always throw in a fucking quarter. And they're like, give me my change back. No. And I'm like, take the damn quarter back. I will give you back bills.
And we feel bad because they really can't count.
I was never a server.
No, I'm not going to lie.
I was never
a
server.
Don't give me no damn quarter. I don't know how to do math.
Or work customer service. But in school, they gave you the fake register with the fake money, and you literally
what
had to
practice.
What
school are you going to?
That was in math class.
No.
And you had the real plastic nickels and pennies, and so we would do those transactions and practice it.
Yeah.
The, with the fake bills, like Monopoly type.
And they would give you like a card with an item, and then they would say, okay, you're going to give them this much, and then how much change do you get?
And sometimes they used to fake shopping carts with groceries.
I was not having this fun in school.
Well, it wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun. It was work.
Yeah.
I mean, I was not getting paid for my time as a cashier.
I was thinking about this right before you came over. I was thinking, why do I not remember a lot of my childhood? And I think it's just because of my trauma, and I'm healing it. So maybe one day I'll remember everything.
Start doing math calculations.
I don't remember learning math.
She'll turn into Matt Damon from Goodfellas. Or what is it called? Good Will Hunting.
He was the janitor figuring out
high-level calculus ideas at night when he was doing overnights. And the math professor's like, somebody find me this kid. He's the smartest guy ever.
And the guy's out there
busting concrete, smoking cigarettes in Boston.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Like, what if you just unlocked a bunch of skills one day?
Dude, that would be like fucking badass.
Like, I can do trigonometry.
I sucked at I think I had to retake geometry, and then my senior year I ended up taking algebra 2, which loved algebra 1, loved algebra 2, and I attribute that only to the fact that I had really awesome teachers. But other than that, my entire math school I hated, because I had the meanest teachers who taught math. And it made it not fun for me.
They were hardliners. Yeah. They only saw it one way. I think my geometry teacher was a Vietnam vet, and he was a hardliner. He told my dad, because they used to have parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah.
He's like, he ain't cutting it. Like, talking about me, and I'm like, Mr. Johnson, like, good Lord. Like,
he ain't gonna get it.
And he's like, he goes, I recommend that you put your son in regular Algebra 2. He's not honors material. He's not AP. Boy can't cut it. He's struggling. So my dad's like, well, yeah, maybe you ought to
come on down a little bit.
He's like, and I was always fearful of like flunking a class during sports season, because you'd have to sit out 6 weeks. So it ended up working out. We're going to talk more about the skills of winning a couple of tickets at Chuck E. Cheese.
Kitty gambling.
Yes. So I think what we wanted to cover was, back in the day, you would spend a Saturday and go to a pizza entertainment establishment, whether it was called Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz Pizza, which I think owns Chuck E. Cheese, or in the 90s it would have been like Discovery Zone. And we're just going to reflect on memories and the fun that we had back then, because it was an event.
It was. It was a place to be.
So whoever wants to open up and talk about something about that experience.
It's the throw up that was on everybody.
No.
No, for me, I remember like we would go on field trips to Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a heck of a field trip.
Field trip.
Yeah.
Every time y'all talk, I hate my schools.
I didn't get to go to Medieval Times. I would have been able to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
I didn't go to no Medieval Times.
We should go.
I didn't go to no Chuck E. Cheese on a field trip. You know what? Oh, let me slip in right here. For perfect attendance, you know what our field trip was? Our little prize, our Cece's gift pizza. For not missing a single day of
a coupon
required work by the federal government. Oh, we'll treat you to Taco Bell once a 6 weeks. And I hated it.
In the real world now.
So what did you get? Tacos? Bean burrito?
I don't remember.
The flauta or whatever they call it?
I was so picky as a kid that Taco Bell didn't sound good to me, because I always want to change my order.
Let me get two gorditas. And you're like, no, I want a crunch wrap.
can you flip it upside down? And, you know, like,
hold the meat. I was always so nervous to order. I hated it.
Co-worker, man, he does that every morning, and I'm like,
yeah,
bro, just order what's on the menu. We're trying to get to work.
No, if I'm gonna pay for something, I want it my way, like Burger King. Burger King knows what's up.
My except way,
I don't
know.
I don't eat there very often.
Okay. So you didn't what, like putt putt or anything like that, like
what?
Putt putt.
Go karts.
Yeah. Mini golf.
Yes.
Go karts.
Putt putt. Not very often. Did go to Chuck E. Cheese a lot. I wouldn't say a lot. Maybe like, you know,
yeah,
a handful of times.
Yeah. What age did you stop going?
I don't know. Probably around 10, something like that. Is that
friend,
too late?
I had a friend.
Am I a weirdo?
From Ian.
That worked at Chuck E. Cheese.
You had a friend that worked there?
Yeah. Once he was 16 to
mm-hmm.
18 years old, 19, something like that. He worked there.
Part-time.
Ran the arcades. And but they switched to coins to, like, the play cards.
Yeah, the loadable cards.
I like the coins. I don't remember the cards. I don't think.
That
I remember the coins.
Thing, in middle school, like going to like GameWorks, you would have to buy a meal and they'd give you a timed card.
Mm.
So you get like, hey, spend $25 and get a 2-hour game card.
Yeah.
And I think that became the trend versus the dollar bills, change machines, and inserting a crap ton of quarters.
I remember like whenever they changed out, at Chuck E. Cheese, do y'all remember they used to have a weigher? I don't know if I'm saying, like, a scale. A scale to, like, count your tickets.
Old guy that just stood there.
No,
and you would, like, put
them
in that bowl. Do you remember that?
Oh, I thought you had to insert them in it.
No, but they came out with that later. It was, like, the muncher thing. Like,
and it would get stuck. Yeah.
But yeah, before they came out with the muncher thing, the ticket muncher, it was just, like, the scale.
I never even thought about that. Yeah.
And you, like, put all your tickets in the scale, and it would be like, oh, you're eligible for 2 little baby prizes for, like, a million tickets.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't see the kids saving them. Did you save tickets?
Yeah.
Sometimes. No.
I didn't save tickets.
Because I never knew the next time I would go, so
you would
just
spend
use
as
them
much
all
as you could
at the same
but
time.
What games were paying out the most tickets?
I have no idea because I didn't get.
Light Chaser one always gave you a bunch of tickets, and then
whoa,
the Ski Ball one.
So sorry.
That's me. Sorry.
Oh.
The Ski Ball always gave you the most tickets because that was the easiest.
Oh, the one with the ball.
Yeah. Just roll up there. That was easy.
And you just try to get in the center.
I tried to play that recently. We went to that bar on West 7th. I think we went...
Or the Magnolia?
No. It was a game bar.
Barcadia?
Was it Barcadia?
Probably.
Yeah. Anyways, I was trying to play that. The ball came back and it like rolled into the bar. So embarrassing.
It's always a bad sign when you're playing pool or skee ball and the ball jumps off the actual...
Yeah.
You know.
I'm like, yeah, clearly I'm not good at this game.
Oh, we did have a game before, right? I've never been.
Yeah, it was fun. And then I think they're also building like a cider arcade too, which I don't know if you've been to. But what was that other bar we went to recently?
Free Play. On Magnolia.
It's a bar.
It used to be
and
an
it has
bar.
All
it still
these
is a bar.
Yeah, it has all these really cool games. Oh, do you remember what was it? What did it used to be called?
Live Oak.
It used to be Live Oak. Do you remember Live Oak?
It's by the Neapolitan pizza place on Magnolia. If you ever go to that neck of the woods.
It's so hipster now, down on Magnolia now. So.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. I like hipsterish stuff.
We used to go to this dive bar.
I have a very weird style, though. Like, I like a lot of different things. Sorry.
We used to go to this dive bar over there called the Chat Room.
I don't remember that.
And talk about hipsters and stuff. You know, it was they're like, hey, man, they serve tacos starting at midnight or something, so you'd be drunk and get you some tacos and stuff. You know.
Dude.
Good times, good times.
I miss that area. It used to be a cool
spot. We go there quite often, actually. Like, we go get pizza from that place. What's it called? Cane Rosso's? Is that it?
Depending on how you pronounce it, Cane Rosso's or Kanye, or I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's just Cane Rosso. Like, you've been right this whole time. I don't know why all of a sudden you're like, no, I'm going to say it's Kanye Rosso. What?
Not
where did you come up with that?
Okay. Then I'll say it in the most Texan. It's that Kane Rosso. Let's go to Raising Cane's Pizza. There you go.
Anyways, so then they came out with the Ticket Muncher, and they had, what did they have for prizes? I'm sure they had like lava lamps and those light things.
Who's
the light
a lava
balls
lamp?
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. I don't remember. All I could afford, all my poor ass could afford, was the stuff in the glass case.
But I would think everyone's equal at Chuck E. Cheese. They're skill-based games. You can rack up 1,000 tickets if you know the strategy and to play the right game. Like Quincy was saying, the light game, I believe it paid out 100 tickets if you got it on that, what is it, 1 to 3 lights?
Yeah.
And I remember I went with a friend one time, and he's like, no, dude, I just played this game. And I'm like, that's so boring. Why would you do that? Next thing you know, it's 2,000 tickets. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go get me this Walkman radio. I'm like, I've never seen anybody get
You know
a
what
radio.
You could do instead of playing all those games at Chuck E. Cheese?
What?
You could actually just go buy a Walkman for cheaper than getting it through Chuck E. Cheese.
It's not the equivalent.
You didn't gamble for it, so it's not
whatever.
Okay, so let me give you a rundown.
I'm right, you're wrong.
Let me give you a rundown on some of my favorite prizes.
Okay, go ahead.
Ones that I actually got.
Okay.
Rub-on tattoos.
I like the tattoos. I was thinking about that recently, and I want some.
Some fake tattoos?
Some little fake tattoos.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like a little a walk to remember when he puts the little butterflies on her little back. Cute.
Yeah.
Have you never seen a Walk to Remember?
A teenage rom-com. Oh, it's
okay. Oof. Now it's you're really messing out here.
Now Quincy's playing your role where he's like, "Yeah, I don't know what that is."
I remember, like, okay, let me go down that road for just a second.
Okay.
I remember when that movie came out, and everybody was like just bawling in the movie theater and like talking about it the next week at school.
No, I.
At my church,
for Sunday school,
it's like, okay, it's a movie,
that
guys.
They had poster up of A Walk to Remember.
Yeah.
So I knew at that point, I don't want to see that.
Oh my God.
I'm not saying I wouldn't see it. I just don't.
Have you never seen it?
I have seen it.
Oh, okay.
With you. You made me watch it.
Ooh, burn.
He makes me watch stuff, and then I return the favor. I say, okay, now you got to watch this. Hey, everyone wants to get mad. Oh, how come she's never seen this? Blah, blah, blah.
Is she handling criticism or feedback? Or people just want you to explore the entertainment.
It ain't going to be the same. I'm 32.
That's true. Seeing something as a kid versus now, but we're getting sidetracked because I want to talk about if you got a plush doll. That was a lot of tickets. You were a baller if you got a plush doll.
A plush doll ain't nothing fun.
Do you remember?
I don't like plush dolls. I'm sorry.
You threw them in the corner of your room in a little.
I didn't have that, Ian. All the rich kids did.
I didn't have a corner in my room.
I didn't have walls,
and then it was outside.
No, listen. All the rich kids had the little net that he's talking about.
You got it at the container store. It was 98 cents.
I didn't have no container store in Weatherford. I never
Don't
heard of that until I got
Weatherford. Like,
I never heard of that store.
If you drove to Hewlin Mall, there's a container store right there. Pick it up for 99 cents. gas was 88 cents back then. I don't see the problem. I don't see the issue.
My man just...
You try being poor, Ian.
Okay.
Okay. He's like, no. No, not
let me get in my time machine. Sunglasses that were had the vents in them. To where you get
the
like,
old school Kanye like mech glasses before they were the thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The sticky hand.
Oh, that was the best.
That you would like.
Disgusting. It just got all the carpet fibers and all the junk from the floor.
Mm-hmm. It always
For about three slaps, that thing was amazing.
Oh, that's it. That's all you got.
One of my personal favorites was the model plane that you built where you put the wings.
That was,
And if it was a rich enough model, you had the prop on the front.
That was fun for me for about...
Two throws?
Maybe a day.
We used to throw those.
And then it probably broke.
Get high on elevation and see how far you could throw it, you know? Oh, yeah.
I don't have any of these memories.
Here's some dumb ones. A slinky.
Yeah.
A miniature frisbee.
Did get that. Yep.
The little, like, pet frisbee. Yep. A spinning top was kind of lame, but that was one of the prizes.
Yeah. Didn't they come out with tops that, like, colored? So, like, you spin it and then it, like, made little circles?
Yeah.
Did they have those?
I don't think they had them at the thing, but I remember them making them.
Yeah.
Do you remember the little, it's like a rubber thing that you would bend, and then you'd set it down, and it would pop.
Oh, yeah. The little frog things, yeah.
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 I gotta see this. I don't remember half of these prizes.
It's circular. It's like a half semicircle, yeah. And you bend it one way, set it down, and you're like, oh, look out, because it's going to pop. And jump up in the air.
I didn't have that one.
It's like a little rubber top, and it just goes inside and out, mm-hmm. And then there's enough tension.
Yeah. Little round thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now
multiple colors. One of my personal favorites was the Green Army men that had the parachutes attached.
Yeah.
They were low ticket cost.
Never got them.
You could get up on the roof. You could get up on the roof and throw the army man. They had a parachute.
I lived in a trailer. I didn't have access to the roof.
I'm going to get you an army man with a parachute tonight.
Are you going to take me up on the roof?
Yeah.
Up the apartment?
Yeah, we'll climb. All I need is a tree.
Right there.
All I need is a tree. That's how we used to do it.
A tree.
You had to entertain yourself back then.
That's right. You're missing, like, the biggest one, Ian. I'm just waiting to hear it.
Go ahead. Keep going.
See, now there's pressure.
Yeah.
I don't have any heavy hitters. I need help.
You don't have the Super Bowl on the list?
Super Bowl?
Damn. I just got called out. Yeah. My list sucks now. All right. I'm out.
No Super Bowl, man.
The Super Bowl. Bristol.
Low cost.
Y'all are not. I'm not
bouncy
clicking.
Balls,
the bouncy balls, the same that you would get out of the quarter machine.
Oh, those?
Yeah,
these were just a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger.
They looked better.
Oh.
You had different sizes, but regardless, those things, if you threw them down hard enough, it could touch the clouds. If you had enough oomph.
Remember, they used to look like the Jawbreaker candy. They were like speckled and. Like if you got
it was like tie-dye or like the endless stripes.
Yeah.
Amazing. One of the greatest inventions of the 20th century.
Okay, cool.
Shutting us down.
Okay, do you know Chuck E. Cheese friends' names?
I don't remember.
He used to play in a band.
Yeah. With those creepy.
Oh, can we talk about his name, though?
Yeah, what is his name?
Charles Entertainment Cheese. That's his actual physical name.
His middle name is
his social security number name. Charles Entertainment Cheese. You know he has that whole backstory, right? Have you ever looked it up?
No, I didn't know there was a whole backstory. Pull that up.
I will. Okay, keep going. Okay. And I'm gonna pull this up.
He has a dog friend who I think he's questionable as far as his name's Jasper T. Jowls. He was kind of
Jowls.
Redneck, wearing a what do you call that? Overalls. He played a banjo.
Yeah.
Probably Southern. I don't know. I'm leery of Jasper.
A stereotype, yeah.
There was somebody called Mr. Is it Munches? I think he was a cook. And somebody called Pasquale. I don't know.
A bird, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. That was a bird.
But there was like a pizza guy, Italian like chef.
Yeah. Were all the animatronics scary at Chuck E. Cheese? Because that crap used to scare
me. Early, in the early 90s, yeah, for sure.
It wasn't entertaining, I'll tell you that. Like them rocking back and forth and...
It was always dark in that corner where they had yes. it set up, and then they'd be moving around afterwards.
I didn't like going into the back room to watch it. Yeah, I didn't. I just wanted the pizza,
yeah.
a Dr. Pepper, and go let me play the games.
Yeah. So speaking of that, while Bristol's trying to pull up this whole saga about Chuck E. Cheese back here, what about the other places? Like Chuck E. Cheese, because for me, before there was Sky Zones and stuff like that, you had mm-hmm. the go-kart place
yeah.
that did the putt-putt, and then as you got a little bit older, you wanted to go there more than, you definitely didn't want to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Plus the putt-putt places, or we had a place locally called Mountasia, and they also had batting cages.
Mm-hmm.
So as you got more physical, doing like the driving,
yeah.
the batting cages at certain speeds, which were very questionable at that time. There's no way to authenticate it's throwing 60 miles an hour or 40 yeah. miles an hour. But the go-karts, woo.
Man,
those were borderline scary for me because as you got older, the karts got better.
Yeah.
So you're talking more horsepower. But what did you find out?
Okay.
Oh, no.
So this is an insider article. It's basically saying that Chuck E. Cheese, or Charles Entertainment Cheese, was an orphan, okay? And he loved to play in the band, played whatever, or sang, I don't
Self-taught.
Know.
Self-taught.
Obviously, because I don't know if he ever made any, you know, platinum ability. Records yeah. or right. anything. But
rags to riches story.
Basically, he was an orphan, and... He doesn't know his birthday, and so that's why he celebrates his birthday every day.
Like the most depressing backstory that you could come up with for a child's entertainment place. Like, he's just trying to recapture his lost birthday.
That's an 80s depressing. Thing or something.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
Somebody in the 80s like, let me come up with this backstory. I'll find this lonely rat, sewer rat.
Yeah, but you know, that's weird because the guy that did the Beanie Babies, he was a weirdo
yeah,
like that,
yeah.
too. Mm-hmm. He had a messed up childhood, and then it's just like...
God, they hosed us on that.
Yeah,
that's a whole other podcast.
Chuck E. Cheese, at least.
But it's like, yeah. it takes the fun away from, like, enjoying... Like, if you told me that, I wouldn't want to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Like, if I told you that as, like, an 8-year-old?
Yeah, he's living vicariously. You want to... No! Get your own day, dude.
Get your... Yeah, just pick a day. There's 365 of them. Pick one.
Yeah. That's so weird.
I'm going to get you a tape. I'm going to find a tape of the songs they used to play there. And on your birthday, I'm going to give you that.
I'm going to jam that. I'm going to skate ring and jam that.
You know you can't go to Chuck E. Cheese...
Unless you have kids?
Yeah, unless you're like there for a birthday party or you have kids.
Really?
You can't go there as an adult by yourself.
That's so
discriminatory. Or, you know, with other adults. Wait, that's what?
That's so discriminatory.
But yeah, but why would you want to go?
Why is Chucky there then? He doesn't have kids. He doesn't even have a social. Because he doesn't have a birthday.
They've changed his design over the years.
He's
thinned out. He looks
have you
like
seen
a tweaker.
The new design?
He's sketchy.
He's creepy.
Like, yeah.
He was always creepy. He was more friendly back in the day looking.
But in the 90s, he was like, okay, he looked like a mouse.
Yeah.
He had the hat.
Did he have shorts?
I think he had a vest and one of those weird 1920s hats. He might as well had a...
I'm going to look this up.
Eyepiece. No, because
I feel like you're lying to me. What?
No. His design did not change until the mid-90s, I believe. He used to wear a vest, a hat, and he had no pants.
Yeah.
His
he had no pants.
But I can't go. I can't go to Chuck E. Cheese. But he's in there with no pants on around kids. Okay.
Okay, well...
I'm going to post this one to the Insta. Look at that one on the right. This one right here.
Oh, yeah. That was like when he missed the D.A.R.E. program right there. He's making some questions.
Everybody goes through hard times. Chuck E. Cheese has filed bankruptcy multiple times because of his issues.
Wow.
I don't want to blame him specifically.
That's the new one with the big ears.
Oh, okay. So they're trying to soften his appeal to the...
Not be so, like, 70s, 80s creepy.
Yeah.
But this is the 90s one that we grew up with, I believe.
Yeah.
That's what
I remember.
He had the purple hat, the purple shirt, and the C.
Yeah.
No, that's not the one I identify with.
That was, like, right after
that's the one we grew up with, yeah. You weirdo.
I'm older than y'all. I'm geriatric.
You act like...
like I'm 10 years older than y'all?
Yes, you act like you're a Gen Xer and you are not.
I can be an old soul.
I can be an old... Maybe you are an old soul.
I don't remember. Chuck E. Cheese wasn't wearing purple when I was going. No, I'm sorry. I don't claim that.
I remember, like, I was always freaked out by all the costumes. Like, I never wanted to take photos with the... costume characters
ever.
Like, even at Six Flags, I don't think I even did that.
Well, that's different.
Yeah,
that was different.
Six Flags. Oh yeah, the Looney Tunes characters. Yeah.
I
went to the mall one time and took my picture next to the Batmobile from the '89 movie, and they also had the Ninja Turtles in those giant costumes. Ooh. I got that somewhere.
Yeah,
it was either me or my brother. So I don't remember,
but.
The giant costumes, yeah. Somebody's sweating their butt off in there, being hugged by a bunch of kids.
That, if you look at it, it's kind of awkward, like kind of weird. Like looking at it now.
Paid enough for that either, so you know it's somebody unhappy in there.
In that costume, just sweating
just
away,
and then it's like drinking themselves to sleep at night, hugging your kids all day, and, you know.
They're probably, like, drinking in the costume to get through
Blades
the night.
Glory, one of those ice shows, you know, and they're in the costumes.
Yeah.
There's a good scene on Blades of Glory with Will Ferrell where he's wearing, like, a troll giant thing. He's hammered drunk. And
like, see, I told you.
Yeah.
What else? What else?
Post Chuck E. Cheese, there was a place here locally that actually replaced Chuck E. No. It turned into Chuck E. Cheese. It was called Discovery Zone.
I see. I didn't grow up with the Discovery Zone, but we had something similar.
Yeah. Basically, Discovery
Zone was like a
giant jungle gym with the ball pits.
Yeah.
But you had to go through all those mazes of plastic tubes and stuff.
Maybe I do. Or maybe it's just Chuck E. Cheese.
So... what you would do, you go for a birthday party, and here's what, I'm sure everyone's experience was this. You would play, what is it called, tag or hide and seek?
Yeah.
And you would give somebody a start time. Y'all go run around, get wherever you want to go, and then we're coming after you.
Yeah.
And that's what you did that whole time, and you were a funky, sweaty mess. Yeah. Just crawling around on all fours.
Why did they let us do that?
In the best shape of your physical life as a kid, just going around, just...
You just smell like feet and barf when you came down, you were sweaty.
Yeah, everybody's feet and hands are all sweaty in the plastic.
That bad.
How did they disinfect all that? I don't know.
They didn't.
That's why it probably closed down all the amount of staph infections.
There's always kids peeing in the ball pit. Like, I never wanted...
And, like, why did we get in there? Ew!
And then you shove a bunch of pee... Yeah, that's awful. I'm glad places like that are shut down. But at the time...
It was the place to be.
I remember being shoved in that little private room, and all they had was tables and chairs.
Yeah.
But it probably cost $100.
Yeah.
And they put a crown on the kid, on the birthday girl boy.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think I ever had a birthday there, because I didn't want it.
Yeah.
I'm like, no... I think I'm getting too old.
I would always go to other people's parties there. I think I might have had...
Younger cousins.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think kids and parents stop taking their kids to places like this.
Who says they're not?
I think they're taking them to like trampoline Ninja Warrior places and stuff like that. There's still a physical activity attached to it.
Wait, do they? Okay, I have not stepped foot in like Chuck E. Cheese, so I can't. I don't know. Like literally.
There's
in
some
years.
At the mall in Abilene.
No, but I'm
mall.
Saying, like, do they still have those tubes with the balls and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, Quincy, they're not taking them to them because they're absolutely disgusting.
But that's
that's why.
It's, well, it's like McDonald's or
we
Chick-fil-A,
have COVID-19 for that.
the playgrounds.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was like hardcore metal. Jungle gyms and stuff like that. Nowadays it's plastic, or they've gotten rid of it altogether.
Talking about playgrounds, do y'all remember like the metal slide?
Oh, that would literally cook your ass on the way down, and like there was always blood and skin like hardened on there.
Why? Dude, the 70s, like 60s, 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s even. Like, why did we put, or why did humans put themselves in, or themselves in such horrific pain? Why?
That was just a part of life. It was preparing us.
Do you remember the McDonald's hamburger playground with the metal bars, but you had to climb into the core of the hamburger? Then you look like a prisoner, sticking your head through the bars.
Like, hey, like a ham, yeah. Like the Hamburglar.
It was that Hamburglar guy.
It was that damn Hamburglar.
I remember that.
But that's funny. Playgrounds used to hit differently, being made out of metal versus plastic.
They were much more durable back then.
Yeah. So you would just climb on everything essentially. Yeah. Everything was a risk.
Yeah. We all had tetanus shots, so we weren't really concerned.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Somebody would always fall off one of those playgrounds or play sets, and they're like, oh, Johnny broke his leg. I'm like, yeah, because he was gambling with his body.
Do you remember the
I've never broken a bone.
School monkey bars, how high they used to be back in the day, and now it's like they're right there, and you're like, that's not real monkey bars.
I'll tell you the dumbest thing I ever did in middle school. They used to have, instead of ropes in the gym where you would climb, they had these three metal bars that ran about 60 feet, 70 feet, and I would literally climb two of the bars using just my arms to climb all the way to the top. And then you'd slide all the way down. You'd burn your leg, but I would just use nothing but upper body strength to climb up those two bars. And you were way up there. Had you fallen?
He was like trying to be American Ninja Warrior before that was a thing.
It was a thing.
Yeah, I was risky at that time until some guy hit me with a shot put, and it took
What's
me
a
out.
Shot put?
It's like an Olympic
that
weight.
Big ass ball that they throw in the Olympics.
Yeah, some kid threw one at me because he was like upset, like what? Having a hissy fit, and he was throwing rocks or a shot put during track practice. And he drilled me in the back. And I went down like a sack of potatoes. Yeah, he apologized, but...
Glad it was your back and not your head.
Oh, yeah, it's like shoulder or something, but yeah, I went down. But obviously I was going to get more hurt doing that dumb stunt.
Yeah.
I guess I was lazy. I didn't like PE. Let me tell you this. In PE, I could never, ever, ever touch my toes. I still can't to this day.
Oh, I can't do that. Yeah.
And at one point in my life, I could do the splits, and I still couldn't touch my toes.
I've got a
minor
scoliosis. Yeah. The sit and reach, hated it.
Yeah.
I hate sit and reaches.
What's the point of that?
Good. Yeah, didn't feel good at all.
That's cruel and unusual punishment.
You had that one group of kids that was just like, you know, Mr. Incredible. Just they could do anything, and it's like, what are you doing at home?
They could, like, lay on their legs,
they
and I'm like...
put their foot behind their head and, like, sit there. And it was like, why are you doing that, dude?
You know, I think we need to do a deep dive into PE and gym class.
Yeah,
like,
we will.
I could go on for hours about those games and the various... activity.
Oh, well, I got some things.
Like, I think we've trailed off from Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, well, can
go
I
ahead,
ask
Bristol.
You this? Even though it's not like a entertainment zone, do you remember youth centers?
What is a youth center?
Like YMCA?
Like the boys? Kind of like the YMCA. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we had those when I was growing up, too.
What'd you do there? Play foosball?
We had foosball. We had Nintendos. We had basketball. Football.
Y'all are living in a parallel universe. Like, I didn't have any of this.
Well, I grew up on base housing.
On what?
Base housing.
Military.
That was like to keep the kids quiet.
The kids that grew up traveling in the
don't
military
fucking
families
bother.
Probably have a different experience when it comes to their child, because you're always moving every couple of years, depending on where your dad or whoever was being stationed, you know, mom or whoever. I was in the YMCA, and they had a place you could go to go swimming and like play games and stuff. But I think it costs money to do that, like a membership or whatever. Putt-Putt, Mountasia, Discovery. And then as you got older, it turned in strictly to arcade places and the places with the claws.
Yeah.
Where there'd be like a $100 bill or Rolex watch.
Have you ever won that game? I never won the claw game, ever.
I mean, I got like maybe a couple, at it.
They had like trading cards in those claw games at GameWorks.
Yep.
And I used to go for those, and I won a few doing that.
I think it's
rigged.
The claw is rigged. Yeah, I think it's just not tight enough, and they do that on purpose so that you don't win.
There's a guy that did a video where he kept putting the machines into the work mode when someone's doing repairs, and he got kicked out of every place he ever went to. He's like, okay, I'm just going to put the machine into work mode, because he figured out how the guys work on them. And then that makes the game work properly. And then the manager's like, sir, I'm going to need you to leave.
What?
Yeah.
I actually want to win, losers.
Like, oh. He's like, I was just playing the game. He's like, no, you weren't. You were.
No, you weren't.
It's like if you flip Vegas on itself, turn the odds. And they're like, we don't.
Well, because, in Vegas, there's some that have, like, designer shoes on them, like $500 shoes. And then you just get the one, and then you take it up there, and then a couple of days later, they send you your pair of shoes.
I just never won anything I really, really wanted.
Dude.
All right.
They got crazy prizes for that.
We had a lock-in one time at Main Event.
They did lock-ins, too?
After graduation. And I did win in a raffle. I won $60.
Dang, that's a lot of money for a kid.
I was shooting for, you put it your tickets, I was shooting for a car cleaning kit for a television.
Stop.
But I ended up winning cash. They're like,
that one more time. A car cleaning kit.
It was all Armor All products.
How old were you?
18.
Oh, I thought you were like 8.
No, they're like, y'all just graduated. Oh, okay. We don't need anyone to die of alcohol poisoning. We're going to bus y'all over to Main Event to play laser tag and pool and shuffleboard. And y'all can...
You can't drink.
So
I don't feel like pool is fun unless you're like drinking a cocktail or a beer or whatever. Whatever your drink is.
Well, when you're forced to do this stuff, you make the best of it. So they had a magician there that hypnotized like 4 people. And
stop.
Yeah.
What?
Now they're just overdoing it. Now.
That's really overdoing it.
You got to fill a time slot between midnight and 3 a.m.
It's like how
a magician
entertain 18-year-olds. It's like,
So our star quarterback guy, of course, Mr. Popular in high school, Mr. All High School goes there, and he's one of them. Then the head cheerleader, Miss Congeniality, and then let's throw in whoever, and y'all got hypnotized.
And what did they
they're
fix
like, hey,
anything?
Mr. Popular turned into a chicken. Clunk, 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 clunk.
Stop.
Yeah.
That is so nerdy.
It was the funniest.
I'm so glad.
At the time,
I would have left.
Oh, y'all are too cool.
Stop. I'm going to turn into a chicken.
That would have been so insulting.
Or they're like, do the running man. Some dumb dance at that time. Like,
no.
Do the sea walk or whatever you call it.
I don't even know.
They would do dumb stuff, yeah.
Tell them to cut it out.
You want to be hypnotized, Quincy?
I would love to go to one of those shows and just not cooperate.
Ooh, I'm going to be hypnotized one day. Well, hypnotherapy.
I just don't like magic and all the... It's all hand...
Sleight of hand.
Oh, Oh yeah, magicians. I don't like. I don't like magic shows.
The insider stuff like that show about revealing the trick. Like I just want to know all that stuff.
I do like street magic, but I don't like the big grandioso stuff.
We'll cover David Blaine and street magic on an episode.
Let's
deep dive into that next time. Let's do it.
Yeah.
But Chuck E. Cheese, fond memories.
Fond memories. Two thumbs up.
Rip the old, rest in peace, old chunky Chuck E. Cheese. With the hat.
Now that I know that he's just siphoning off kids, you know, birthday memories, I don't want to give it two thumbs up anymore. It's kind of hard.
You just give him one? Like you get a half.
Yeah, like you're on the board.
Quincy lost his Super Bowl after like one throw, and he's been upset ever since. I get it.
Sorry, I ruined Chuck E. Cheese, Charles Entertainment Cheese for
you. Let's go win some prizes and get Bristol an Army paratrooper.
No, I don't need them. But yes, thank you.
I want one. I want one now.
I don't want one. Okay.
You don't know that you want it.
Series. We're covering way too many topics.
We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. Go like. Subscribe.
We have got to rearrange this room. Our studio is crumbling.
Go leave us a little review if you want to. Go follow our Instagram. We have an email. I don't know it off the top of my head, but it's somewhere out there.
Recommend a movie for Bristol to watch, and I'll go. Yeah, I already tried it.
If you want to send us a story about your own stories with any of these topics or any 90s topics, send them to us. We'd love to read them.
We're going to do questions with Quincy down the road.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. Okay. Anyway, so
what's going on, guys?
We're growing.
Slowly, but surely we will get there. Okay, love you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Next week, a little change. We're going to start releasing the episodes on Wednesdays. So just be aware of that. Hump day. Thank you guys so much and have a great week. Bye.
Stay positive.